Good morning, church. Hope you are doing well. You know that feeling when you just think to yourself, I gotta get to the beach? Maybe you're tired, frustrated, bored, and you just think, I gotta get away. Well, I had one of those thoughts last week, and so I had to get away today. So I found this amazing, exotic, remote beach. You might have heard of it before. It's called Lake Arcadia. And let me tell you, if you are looking for a place with no crowds, this is your place. Literally, there is nobody here. Now, the real reason I'm standing on this beach is because I want to introduce who is speaking to you today. There's a really interesting scene in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 20, where Paul has just spent 3 years at the church in Ephesus, and he has built all these relationships, and he has all these memories, and he's poured his blood, sweat, tears, and love into this one church. And so after 3 years, he leaves. And so there's this really meaningful scene in Acts 20 where the whole church comes to see him off onto his boat. Men, women, children, leaders, and they all gather on this beach. And Paul, he sits down with them and he has some really specific things he wants to say. In a sense, he's trying to get this message through. When I'm gone, I really want you to remember these things and I want you to do these things. And so I got to thinking a few weeks ago when I was contemplating the fact that so many missionaries of ours are going to be with us this month. I got to thinking that, you know, here in a few weeks, we're all going to be back in our normal routines and vacations will be over and school will start and we'll just lock back into those normal rhythms of life. And our missionaries will all be back all throughout the world ministering and serving for the Lord. And so before they left, I invited three of them to share with us what they want us to know, what they want us to do, and what they want us to remember while they're gone. And so joining us today are Jake Haskew, and he and his wife Amanda have been in Vienna for since 2007. Mel Latore and his wife Marley, they have dual citizenship both in the U.S. and in Brazil, and they've been serving there since 2005 as missionaries. And then Justin Cherry and his wife Jennifer are in New Zealand, and they've been there for 13 years. And so each of these guys is going to take a turn to share with you two things they want you to remember, two things they want you to do while they are gone. So, having said that, let's give a warm MRCC welcome to Jake Haskew.
I appreciate Phil giving us the opportunity to speak to you today, and hopefully if he's watching, Phil, thank you for this. And it's an honor for me to share this time with my fellow missionaries, my fellow brothers here. These are great men of mission, great men of faith, and it is an honor to share this time with them. To be totally honest, when Amanda and I were planning to come back last year, so not this year, but last year for our furlough, we were quite apprehensive about what we were going to find. We were wondering about what it was going to be like when we came to Memorial Road. Now, we knew, of course, it might be a little strange, COVID going on and all that. But we had heard the stories. We had seen the news. We knew the anger, the strife, everything that was going on. There was division. There was hatred. And this is just among the Christian community. And so we wondered, what would it be like when we were at Memorial Road? Would we be yelled at? Would people want to talk with us? Would we seem like outsiders? And so as we sat in our Bible class, and up to that moment, most everything had been all right. The few interactions that we had were good. And we're sitting in Bible class, and they're going around doing prayer requests. And this request from a family was about a foster situation that they want prayed over. And then another family spoke up. They had an adoption situation that they wanted prayed over. And another family spoke of other kingdom work that was going on. And it was in that moment that we knew we were safe. That Memorial Road had been spared the division and the anger that we had seen, and we felt at home. And that is so important for us as missionaries, as we are there on the front lines dealing with all kinds of crazy stuff. Now I'm having to make plans about whether or when I might need to move my family away from a war. We need a place to come back to that feels like home. We need a place to come back to that's not filled with division or anger or disunity, but a place of unity, a place of love. We need a safe place. And so the two things that I want you to remember, the first is that don't let those outside influences get in. Protect yourself from the outside. And number two is continue to do your kingdom work. Continue to focus on being faithful. We credit the staff here. You have a great staff that did a great job of maintaining unity and one voice and focus on the kingdom. You have great eldership that shepherd this congregation through very turbulent times. And we credit you all for being faithful to this congregation. Because even just being here on Sunday, if you don't want to be here or you're not feeling very spiritual that day, but even just your very presence is keeping those outside influences away. And we need you to do that. We need to have a place where we can come and feel safe and feel unified. And this camaraderie, when we hear about the kingdom work you guys are doing, that's such an encouragement to us. Sure, words of encouragement are great and hugs are great, but when we know that you guys are in there with us, continuing to share and do the things that God has called us to do, we know that we have our homecoming. And we are so encouraged and thankful for that. Stay true. Do not let the outside influence what's going on. Because kingdoms, right, they come and they go. Governments come and go. Political parties come and go. But the gospel and the kingdom work that you're doing, creating this safe environment, that stays forever. Forever. Praise God. So don't let the outside influence you. And two, stay faithful to your kingdom work. And now I would like to turn it over to the better dressed of all of us, Mel LaTorre.
I don't know about the better part of it, but I know one thing, my age is the two of you added together, probably. Well, thank you, for Jake, for those 2 points. You know, don't let the outsiders influence you and stay true to the gospel. That's 2 great points. I'd like to mention 2 points for you to remember based on Acts 20 that Phil mentioned in the video. One is for you to remember that there is a plan. There is a plan. You know, the Apostle Paul was in what I consider his 4th missionary trip. And he was in Ephesus. In the 2nd trip, he tried to go to Ephesus. He tried to go to Asia during his 2nd trip, but the Spirit said no. Then he also tried to go to Bithynia on the northeast of Asia Minor. The Spirit said no. So eventually he went into Macedonia and Achaia, and then back to Antioch of Syria. He stopped at Ephesus, where he wanted to go, the capital of Asia. And they asked him to stay. He said, no, God willing, I'll be back. And he did go back. what we consider to be the third missionary trip. And he stayed there 3 years, as Phil mentioned, according to Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 31. And look at the result. So that all that dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks, Acts, the 19th chapter, verse 10. So there was a plan, God's plan. God had a plan. Paul wanted to do one thing. God had a bigger plan. And look at the great influence Ephesus had all over. Memorial Road has a plan, does have a plan. There's a general plan according to the words of Jesus, you know, you shall be my witnesses, be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth, Acts 1:8. A general plan that we all have to propagate the gospel all over. But there is also a specific plan. I do not have the time, of course, to present to you the plans that all the missionaries have, and they also probably won't have the time to do that. But we do have a specific plan for me in Brazil. We are preparing preachers and teachers all over Brazil. We are planning to get all the Brazilians financially involved in mission, in doing mission to six capital, state capitals in Brazil that do not have the church yet. We are planning to form initially six mission teams made up of Brazilians. We are planning to get all the Brazilians involved in missions until Jesus comes back. So remember, Memorial Road, we have a plan for Brazil. And I only mentioned a little bit of it. But also another thing that I would like for you to remember is that there is a past involvement by Memorial Road. You know, this is the 20th Mission Sunday. 20th. Paul told the Ephesian elders, therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. 3 years. Remember, elders, he said, for 3 years I've been teaching you. I've been preparing you. Well, Memorial Road has a great involvement in missions. 20 years. I know of some places that have come here. And I know of one place that wants to come here to learn how to make this great plan of Mission Sunday that Memorial Road has. I do not know all the years that Memorial Road is involved in different parts of the world. If we counted, I don't know how many years that will be. You know, that will be hundreds of years. I do not know all the years that Memorial Road involvement has been involved even in Brazil. But I know that has been involved with Alan and I. Alan has been in Brazil through Memorial Road for at least 30 years, as I remember. You have been with me in Brazil for 17 years. Remember all that we have done. And remember all that there is to do. There is a great plan. There is a great past involvement in Brazil. Paul was saying goodbye to the Ephesian elders as he was planning to go through Jerusalem on the way to Spain, passing through Rome. We are saying goodbye to you. Our wonderful partners here at Memorial Road, the two Justin and Jake that spoke to you, or one is going to speak to you, they're planning back next month. And God and Willie, Malia, and I will go back next, this coming September. But we want you to remember there are things to remember. Let's hear about two more things to remember. Brother Justin, give us two more things to remember.
you all look to your right, there's going to be a test that you'll take later about all these things. No, okay. There's a story that we heard in New Zealand from a man about a salesman who traveled all over New Zealand, especially in Auckland, and he liked to travel by bike. He liked to stay active, and so everywhere he went, he would go by bike to his meetings. Well, over time, his eyes began to deteriorate, and he no longer could see. And so what he did is he went out and bought a tandem bike, hired somebody to be the front person of the bike, and would take him everywhere he could go so that he could stay active and so that he could still get to his business meetings. Now, the thing that was interesting about this man is his memory was amazing, they said. So he knew every street he needed to get to. He knew how far it was. And so if somebody said, hey, you're on this street, he'd know two more streets will be where I need to be, turn right. So he knew where he wanted to go, he just couldn't see it. Hope is a lot like that. Hope is knowing where we want to go, but not always being able to see it. And as I've thought about this over and over again, you realize that hope is filled with action. Hope cannot be stagnant. The hope that Jesus has called us to can't be contained within this building, and it can't be contained within the few hours that we spend here as if we leave and then hope is no more. Hope is a it moves everywhere. Hope is filled with a verb. Hope's a verb. And so the one thing I want you to remember is just that, that hope is what you have been given here at Memorial Road, and hope is what you have been called to deliver to the world around you. The world that we're living in, even pre all the chaos, was still in chaos. And they're looking for something that brings meaning and hope to their life. And the body of Christ is the one place they should safely be able to find it. You here at Memorial Road have the ability, the talent, and the family to show the world exactly what hope looks like. Which brings me to my second thing I want you to remember. When my daughter was really little, I wanted to, as a father, I'm trying to, how do I help her understand who she is and who she's been created to be? And so I took her out to, actually we were here in Oklahoma City, I took her out to Lake Hefner. Not as pretty as Arcadia, but we went out there, and we were sitting there, and I got her a little bracelet, and I said to her, I said, look, Riley, I want you to know that by God, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. And then I told her the best next thing a dad could ever tell their kid, you're really weird. And I said, you know what, but what's awesome about this is your dad's really weird, and your mom, well, she's trying, she's getting there, she's kind of weird. And we're just, we are a weird group of people, and that's okay because that is the identity by which God has created us, unique. And just like there is no two identical snowflakes, there are no two people that God has created that are completely alike. And so the other thing I want you to remember and I want you to know is that you individually have been made by God specifically as you are, with an amazing identity on purpose, for a purpose to be lived out in this world. The world needs your authenticity. The world needs your unique identity. The world does not need more of me. Lord, help us if we have more of me. We don't need that. We don't need more Andys. We don't need more Scotts. What Memorial Road needs is more of you and your specific identity, talents, abilities that God has given you to bring into this world. And when you do that, when all those things collide together in this environment we call the church, the world sees something beautiful. What the world needs is your identity and your authenticity. They need you to just be you, because who you are is beautifully and wonderfully made. And I got news for you. You're all weird. You should see me from where I'm standing. So I want you to remember that hope is a verb. And I want you to learn to own your weird and trust God with the rest. We have been blessed to be with you this morning. We love you all. Thank you for your partnership in the gospel and what you do. We are encouraged every bit by you, as we hope you are by us. Would you pray with me? Father, we are grateful for this body that you call the church, that you call your children, that you call yours. And Father, we pray that we live a life that honors you, that pleases you, that follows you, May we be a people that go into this world, Father, and with all the love and grace and compassion that our bodies can muster, with the overflow of the blessings that you have poured into our life, may we go into this world and bless those around us with relationship, with food, with a simple invite to a meal, with an invitation to a group of people who want to be your servants and want others to know you too. May your kingdom grow, may your kingdom come, and may we follow you into this unknown and beautiful, mysterious kingdom that is bringing and making all things new. Praise things in Jesus' name. Amen.